WHO chief backs Neil Young against Joe Rogan, demands end to infodemic. By Simon Kent on January 28, 2022. The globalist World Health Organization, WHO, announced Thursday it sided with left-wing rocker Neil Young in his standoff with podcaster Joe Rogan and streaming giant Spotify. The move came after Spotify said it would pull the singer's work from its platform following his demand the company either remove his music or blacklist Joe Rogan and his popular podcast. WHO chief Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus has now entered the fray. He announced he backed the veteran musician and thanked him for standing up against misinformation and inaccuracies around COVID vaccinations before stressing we all have a role to play to end this pandemic and infodemic. At Neil Young, thanks for standing up against misinformation and inaccuracies around hashtag COVID-19 vaccination, Tedros tweeted. Public and private sector, in particular hashtag social media platforms, media, individuals, we all have a role to play to end this pandemic and infodemic. The Joe Rogan Experience is the top-rated podcast on Spotify, which holds exclusive rights to the program. On Wednesday, Young thanked his record label for standing with me in my decision to pull all my music from Spotify, and encouraged other musicians to do the same, as Breitbart News reported. Spotify has become the home of life-threatening COVID misinformation, he said on his website. In response, Spotify said it worked to balance both safety for listeners and freedom for creators and had removed more than 20,000 podcast episodes related to COVID-19, in accordance with its detailed content policies. We regret Neil's decision to remove his music from Spotify, but hope to welcome him back soon, Spotify said in a statement. The intervention by the WHO chief in the Neil Young dispute is not the first time Tedros has rushed to embrace the entertainment industry. Lady Gaga applauded him in 2020 after President Donald Trump announced the U.S. will pause funding of the UN body over its bungled handling of the Chinese coronavirus pandemic. Tedros was quick to reply on social media by citing the approval for his work by entertainer Lady Gaga. The United States' pause of funding for WHO was made at the direct request of Trump, who said the organization was promoting Chinese disinformation about the virus. The U.S. is the single largest donor to the UN subsidiary organization, providing more than $400 million in 2019, roughly 15% of its budget. President Joe Biden has since authorized the return of U.S. taxpayer dollars to the organization. Follow Simon Kent on Twitter, follow @SunSimonKent or email to skent@breitbart.com.